Torah tells us, we'll speak about Parshas Vayelech and Parshas Ha'azinu. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayelech, V'yata kisvu lachem es ha-shira hazos, that Moshe Rabbeinu conveys to Klal Yisrael that now you should write this Shira. And this is an incredibly important pasuk, and it's not entirely clear what we're referring to when we say, V'yata now kisvu lachem es ha-shira hazos. What exactly is the Shira that Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to here in Parshas Vayelech? The simple pshat, we'll get to the more famous idea in a second, what Rashi and the Ramban point out is that the Shira that we are commanded to write is the Shira of Parshas Ha'azinu. Parshas Ha'azinu is what immediately follows Parshas Vayelech. It's structured in Torah the way a Shira, like Az Yashir, is written in Torah. It's a couple words in a line and a lot of blank spaces. And the V'yata Kisvilchem and Shira Zos is a command for us to write, Parshas Ha'azinu. The Sfas Emes has an amazingly simple question, which is, why would it be, according to Rashi and the Ramban, if the Shira refers to Ha'azinu, why is Ha'azinu really a Shira? Ha'azinu itself is really filled with tochacha, it's filled with musar, it's filled with rebuke, with threats of punishment and the like. Why would we call rebuke and threats of punishment, why would that be referred to as a song? Song usually connotes something more joyous and a bit more upbeat. If we're told to write, V'yata kisvilchem es ha-shira hazos, so what exactly is the significance of this being a reference instead to a parsha which deals in many ways with tochacha, with rebuke and musar and the like? And Sfas Emes suggests, in what is a very, very beautiful insight, that herein lies the difference between Bnei Yisrael and our relationship with Hashem and many other sort of legal systems. What happens with the Ribbono Shalom, the Ribbono Shalom is the ultimate judge. And the Ribbono Shalom, when he judges us, even in the tochacha and the musar, connotes a certain kind of closeness that we have to Hashem. And we do it with the confidence that which the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing in terms of being dan us, the din that takes place, Sfas Emes speaks about Rosh Hashanah, certainly Yom Kippur also, is something which we believe on some levels really in our best interest. It could be it's a punishment, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing it because he knows that on some level this is the best thing that could possibly be for us. So it's referred to as a Shira because even when we are being judged, we're able to be joyous about the fact that we know Hashem is doing things in our best interest, and there is a certain closeness that takes place whenever it is that we are feeling even the judgment of Hashem. Sfas Emes quotes a very powerful medrash, Patsed Parsh Veschanan, Umi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elav, this wonderful nation that God is close to us. So the word Elokim, Elokeinu, is often a reference to God's Midas Hadin, God's judgment. And the medrash points out that even Umi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elav, that we are close to Hashem even when He's judging us. And for this Sfas Emes, a very important Torah here, Vayelech into Ha'azinu, V'yata kisvilachem es ha-shira hazos, we're in a time period of din, we're in a time period where we're being judged, but we could relate to that with a certain sense of shira, we could relate to that with a certain sense of confidence, we know that whatever Hashem does is really in our best interest, and that's Mahalach number one, the shira that we're writing is part of Ha'azinu, tochacha and musar, so Sfas Emes, even tochacha and musar, comes from a very good place, we're confident Hashem is going to judge us in a way which is in our best interest, and therefore we can sing and rejoice about that form of judgment. However, many of us know what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, which is this pasuk is actually the source for mitzvah d'oraisa. We learn from this pasuk that there's a chiyav d'oraisa to write a sefer Torah. Each person has an obligation to write a sefer Torah. V'yata kisvu lachem es ha-shira hazos. In the Rambam, the Shagas Aryeh, and others discuss exactly where you see it in here. But the Torah itself as a whole is therefore referred to a shira. You should all write this shira. Why would it be that all of Torah is referred to as a Shira? What about Torah makes it that you're going to refer to the entire Torah as a Shira? I understand for Rashi and the Ramban who point out Derech HaPshat, reference to Ha'azinu, that is a Shira. It's written like a Shira. It's a song. I get that. But why would all of Torah, the source for the requirement to write a Sefer Torah, why refer to Torah as a Shira? And we'll suggest three different approaches why all of Torah would be called a Shira. What I think is a classic approach, Chief Rabbi Sacks has this, but I think many others do also, is because we're talking here in Torah, it's Kisvilchem HaShira Hazos, Vilamda Es B'nei Yisrael, Sima B'fihem, L'mantiya Li HaShira Hazos, L'Eid B'nei Yisrael. This Shira is the kind of Shira that we're supposed to teach to B'nei Yisrael. It's supposed to be a witness, an eternal testimony to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Sacks pointed out that if you want Torah to be something which does not just stay for one generation, but it's going to be passed on door achar door achar door, has to be a Torah which is taught like a Shira. Has to be a Torah which is vibrant and a Torah which is exciting, a Torah which has a lot of energy. If Torah is stagnant, if it's dull, if it's boring, it's not going to go on door achar door. So the Torah tells us, Kisvu Lachem, write down Torah, and make it an internal testimony for Klal Yisrael. Pass it down door after door. But make sure when you do it, it's done like a Shira. Make sure the Torah is taught in a way which is passionate, alive, vibrant, exciting. Then we know it's going to go on for generation achar, for door achar door. So, Kisvu Lachem is a Shira Hazos. If it refers to Shira Hazinu, it's Fas Emes, it's Pshat. If it refers to all of Torah, so why is all of Torah called a Shira? First idea, because all of Torah, the attitude has to be that Torah is like a song, it's exciting, there's a lot of energy going on. Rav Nissen Alpert in the wonderful Sefer and Chumash, Limud Nisan. So Rav Nissen Alpert has a beautiful Torah, and just to give the following background. You ever notice in Chumash, referenced a second ago, that both in Parshas Bishalach in the context of Az Yashir and in Parshas Ha'azinu, Shira is written differently in Chumash. It's a couple words on each line, and there's a lot more empty spaces in the text of the Torah when it comes to a song. Why is that? So this Nalpert suggests, and Rabbi Ganak in one place quotes from Varon Salvechik, I think Rosenzweig once quoted this from the Rav, that the reason why Torah is written like that is because a Shira, the value of a song, is that it always connotes more than just the words. The words are there, but a real song, there's more meaning behind every single word. There's a lot of emotion behind everything that's there. Like a poem, you can really dissect it and break it down. Understand there's so much more there than you initially see. It's different than just a regular novel. A poem, a song, connotes a whole lot more. And that's why it's a couple words on each line to tell you that everything's... Each couple words, spend a lot of time trying to figure out what's the deeper message behind it. And this Nalpert suggests that's why all of Torah is called a Shira also. Because all of Torah, everything in Torah Shebichsav, can be understood on levels. And all of Torah, all the words in Torah, there's always so much more behind it. It's so much deeper. It's so much more beautiful than you initially see. So we refer to Torah as Shira, not because it's the excitement of Shira, but rather, says Ms. Nalpert, because it's the depth of Torah. The depth of Torah, that each word connotes very, very important insights and very, very important lessons. There is a third explanation why all of Torah would be called Shira. It's a very famous comment of the Aruch HaShulchan in his Hakdamah to Choshen Mishpat, where the Aruch HaShulchan notes the fact that there's a whole lot of machlokas when it comes to the world of halacha. Torah is often not that clear. And we deal with lots of machloksim in Rishonim, lots of machloksim in Achronim, discussions in Poskim, Bali, Machshav, in the world of Agadata. There are machloksim all over the place. Why is Torah called a Shira? So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, because many of us know the most beautiful song is when not everyone's singing at the exact same rate, but rather people are harmonizing. Some are going high and some are going low. And when each person's able to have their voice and come together nicely, so that's where it's like a real Shira. The beauty of Torah, so obviously if people are wrong, it's like people singing off key. It isn't that beautiful. But when people all come together and it's done, each person from their place, some harmonizing here and some here, and some hitting the notes just right there in the middle. When that comes together, that's the most beautiful, beautiful kind of Torah. That's why Torah is like a Shira. Not for the excitement, nor is it because of the depth of Torah, but rather it's about the beauty when all of Klal Yisrael comes together, each person finding their chelek in Torah, where then it becomes a beautiful, beautiful harmony. That's different than so many other areas of life. A song has that unique and very, very powerful capacity. So the Torah tells us we're supposed to write down a Shira. V'ata kisvu lachem es ha-shira hazos. And we saw that according to Rashi in the Ramban al Derech Pshat, that refers to Parshas Ha'azinu. And Parshas Ha'azinu is a Shira also, because even when the Ribbono Shel Olam is judging us, says Tfas Emes, it's Elokim, it's Krov Me'lav, we still feel close to Ribbono Shel Olam. We still feel that he's going to judge us, but it's really in our best interest. There are no other factors at play. It's all about what's in our best interest. But we also know that Chazal tells, the Shira here is referring to all of Torah. And all of Torah is like a Shira. It has to be done with a certain kind of excitement, has to be done with a certain kind of depth and appreciation for the depth of Torah. Torah is not superficial, there's a lot there, and it has to also be done with an appreciation of the different voices which are going to be found, in Torah. It's one of the last mitzvot that were taught. It's an amazing thing, because if you want Torah to last, dor achar dor, it has to be exciting, it has to be deep, and it has to be the kind of Torah that each person feels like they can find their voice in Torah, and be able to give over Torah insights in a way which can be incredibly, incredibly meaningful. Over the next little bit, when it comes to Simchas Torah time already, we're celebrating the beauty of Torah. One thing that we're dancing about is that Torah is really like a shir. Torah is really like a song, and we should be zocha to appreciate the wonderful shir of Hazinu, of the Yemei Hadin that we're in right now. And we should be zocha to be able to appreciate the beauty of Torah, that we appreciate Simchas Torah time if Torah is like a song, something which is undoubtedly very, very exciting. Shkai, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your night.